Crowfall, written by Vashti Hardy and read by Daniel Casey. The storm appeared without warning. Morbid clouds moved over the horizon, eclipsing the distant blue as though an enormous blanket was being pulled across the sky. One miller day, Orrin Crowfall was gazing at the cobalt sea. Then it became muddy green, and in no time at all it was an angry brown, and the breeze had become powerful enough to ruffle his cropped brown hair. The storm was heading towards Ironhold, and as bad luck would have it, Orrin was currently clinging to the edge of the West Tip Cliffs. Arms and legs, slender as scaffold poles, were pressed against the cold limestone, and one hand, strong for a 12-year-old boy, clung onto a steel buttress, the other hand shielding his eyes from the sun. Cody fluttered up from below.
"Do you see that?"
Her large robotic eyes shone out of her round face, black and serious. She was around a quarter of the size of Orrin, standard size for a fixie, but different from other fixies in many ways. The orange glow of the late afternoon light reflected off her, tipping the silver of her double antennae, curved shoulders and flickering wings.
"You'd have to be buried underground not to see that beast," Orrin said, glancing back at the storm.
"We should head back."
Orrin looked down at the broken juniper sapling, growing against odds between the metal fortifications that braced the crumbling cliff. There hadn't been a natural juniper tree discovered on Ironhold in 3 years. Of course, they had some growing in the botanical gardens, but not in the wild. This tree wouldn't survive another storm. Orrin had been carefully digging it out for the past 3 centidays, which was delicate work due to the roots being tangled between rock and metal, but he was almost done.
"We have enough time to save it."
Cody frowned and glanced at the thin strip of beach far below them, which was still strewn with the remains of an unfortunate West Tip boxhouse, a victim of the last storm.
"The clouds are only a centiday away if we're lucky. I'd rather that wasn't us."
She pointed at the wreckage. "Then that's a centiday we have to save this tree and get back up top."
"You're incorrigible, Orrin Crowfall.
And you use big words for a fixie."
He grinned, despite the chill now embedded in his stomach, at the sight of the impending storm.
"There have been too many lately."
"We have time,"
Orrin repeated, glancing at the waves now churning furiously. He wasn't going to let this plant die. He blew out a long breath. His rope and harness were frayed, and his safety would be more of a wish than a certainty if he found himself in trouble. But he was a strong climber. Since he was 4, he'd scoured the edges of Ironhold, collecting extra scraps of food. Limpets, seaweed, clams, sea lettuce, anything to supplement the sparse quota received by his family and other West Tippers. But mostly, this was where sometimes, just sometimes, a new plant could be found. A rare seed blown in on a distant wind, or a sapling fighting to survive, like this very juniper. He'd mend and nurture them for a while, before taking the plants to be logged at the cultivation towers in exchange for credits, which his family could use for food. It was the way of Ironhold that everything had a system. Doubling his speed, Orrin carried on with the task of saving the tiny tree. Cody flew to the far side, flipped open one of her fingers, and extended a small...